a glimmer of optimism about how some of the coronavirus statistics on the Central and South Coast might be improving may be gone this morning. Health officials in the region say issues with the state's coronavirus data counting system means numbers for the last week may be off and on the low side. Santa Barbara County Public Health Officer Dr. Henning Anzorg.
The best I could do is an estimate, obviously. When I look at the last 10 days, I was encouraged, and I mentioned that on the last press conference, of seeing lower numbers. So was the governor, by the way. That is really discouraging now. I'm really sorry to say that, but if I look at the previous weeks, then I would think it's probably a significant amount of underreporting. It's very difficult to give you an exact number because it would just have to be an estimate.
It's an issue at the state level.
We were notified by the state that the positive case count they reported statewide were inaccurate over the past 10 days, and they are higher, including in Santa Barbara County. The state is reporting that they have discovered an underreporting of COVID-19 cases due to technological issues with the electronic laboratory reporting system, which reports into the state's disease registry system called CalReady.
It's the second time in the last few weeks that Santa Barbara County has faced coronavirus data issues. Last week, the county reported a different problem when it transitioned to the state system, which led to 28 deaths in the county not being tallied. Anzorg says the state is working on this new issue.
This issue may impact a local public health department's ability to receive all lab reports in order to case investigate and contact trace. To address this issue, the state has taken the following actions. They deployed a strike team from the Department of Technology to assess the underlying code. They engaged their local public health officers to ensure they have necessary information. They instructed all laboratories in California to manually report all positive cases to the local public health departments.
The county public health officer says the issue is strictly with data and isn't impacting vital issues like coronavirus patient care.
Patient care and test results are not affected or delayed by this issue. Laboratories continue to report test results directly to their providers and hospitals. Hospitalization and death rates are not impacted, as they are reported directly to the state through different systems.
Henning notes that even with the questions about exact data, one thing is clear. Santa Barbara County has seen a strong uptick in new coronavirus cases among younger people. He says more people in their 20s are being diagnosed than those in their 50s and 60s.
Unfortunately, we see our numbers here in Santa Barbara County trending up and not down. A very concerning trend we are seeing across California and the nation is that younger people are now the majority of cases. In Santa Barbara County, more people in their 20s get COVID than people between the ages of 50 to 70. And more children get COVID than even the elderly.
The state is hoping to get the data issues fixed in the next few days. Until then, counties in our region have posted disclaimers on their health department websites about the statistics.
Until this is fixed, and I hope it will be fixed very soon, we will have a disclaimer on our website. All the metrics will be frozen per the state. It will be very hard for the public to see these data accurately.
And Henning says to ensure there are no new problems tracking coronavirus-related deaths in the county, those numbers are literally being tracked and double-checked the old-fashioned way with paper and pencil. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.